Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Happy Tuesday. You can watch the show at radioalice.com/watch. We all look extra pretty today. Got a big lunch with the big boss coming up. So we all put on, I put on eyeliner.
You did?
You did not?
I did. Look at that.
Wait.
On top?
On top?
Yeah, on top.
No, I had, didn't even notice. Sorry.
Damn it.
I can't tell
either.
Doesn't
seem to matter what I do.
I thought you...
it's always looked the same.
When I wore eyeliner, I always put it on the shelf right here.
Yeah, I don't do that on the bottom. I just put it over the top.
I do it there as well. I would like to do it on top, but these days I can't get a straight line going, so I skip it.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't like it in my eye. Like, I used to put it on there, too, when I was, like, in the 80s.
On the shelf.
On the shelf on the bottom of your eye. But I it would, like, get in my eye and then, like, run. My eyes would water and run down my
face. Well, that's what you want. You want it all janky.
That's not what I want. Well, you can watch the show. You can, you know, maybe Vinny can give us more makeup tips so you can watch on the cameras. We've got cameras in all the rooms. HD cameras. Every flaw in our flawless faces. Is there on display. So radioalice.com/watch takes you right to the Looking Glass link. We loop the show all day, too, so it's live in the morning while we're here, and then you can watch it throughout the day. And then on the weekends, we get all the best ofs together. Vaughn is the guy running the whole show in there. And there's even a comment section where all the lookers chat with each other.
When you were dating your husband at first, was he walking around in makeup?
No, but when he would play his gigs,
he put makeup on.
They used to do full face of makeup.
Oh.
Full on. You know, it was the 80s.
But wait.
Spandex.
When you say full face of makeup, you mean like rouge?
They would
lipstick?
Have, I'm telling you, they had a makeup person coming in and like raccooning their eyes and lipstick and rouge and the whole, and hair, the whole thing.
Huh.
You should see some of their early photos. They're like beautiful girls.
Well, why don't you post that?
I feel like that's really up to John. Put up an old picture of Cross Dagger. That was his band.
He would love that, I'm sure. Those are his glory days.
In spandex. Whitey looked particularly good in the full face of makeup.
Oh, let me get a look at that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have it. It's on, you know, they're actual photographs that are in albums.
So funny. Whitey was in John's band?
Yeah.
Whitey.
Yeah, Whitey and John were the two. Yeah, for five. Well, John was dating Doreen for the whole first five years I knew him. It wasn't until we were in a band together that things started happening, man. I think I made the right choice.
I'm sure you did. It's just John, man. That guy, he's just super secure.
Yeah, he's...
Good for him.
He's got he doesn't worry about things that don't matter.
Good for him.
I know. I try to learn from that. He worries about things that do matter. And even those, he doesn't worry that much.
Well, he has you.
That's true. I'll do all the worrying for both of us. Jesus, I'm up all night worrying about crap that I can't even remember a couple days later. I'm like, I don't know how we got to this.
I
anyway,
love
you
one
can,
thing you
can
tell
watch
your
the
kids.
Shows. What?
You tell them that they don't have to worry about that. I'll worry about that for you.
You tell me and I'll worry about it. Because I'm going to worry about stuff anyway. You might as well give me something of yours.
I love that you say that to them.
Oh, I don't want them to worry.
Yeah.
It is wasted time. They say it's... Interest paid on money you don't owe.
Oh.
Or something like that.
I don't know, but I'm with you. I'm over here ruining my teeth about my stuff all the time.
Unbelievable. Just worried all the time.
Take your jaw and go, oh my God. I have been clenched for 2 hours.
Where's that noise, Ben?
You ever do that? Like you realize you've been totally grinding and then you relax your face, you relax your mouth, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Boy, this must be what other people feel like.
The thing that makes me do
this guy that has a mouth guard.
Yeah. He breaks through them. I always do that in traffic.
I'm sorry. You guys were both talking at once.
I always do that in traffic. I find myself clenched.
You should drive slower. I consciously shake out my shoulders, or relax my face, and drive slower.
Move closer.
Oh, you can move closer.
I'm normally not in traffic. Actually, I normally have a nice, clean shot through. It's only when, you know, 4 PM in the Bay Area.
And you're trying to get somewhere for an appointment.
That's trouble.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what that was sponsored by, but get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. Okay, it's time for Celebrity Trash, and it's brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started on a healthier you. So I'm going to start with the four. Tell me, you've watched a few episodes of this
now. No, the one episode I saw,
all right,
to me, made the show unwatchable going forward. I don't like it.
I'm not interested. Did he?
Yeah, I think he's so completely full of himself and holds himself so much higher than all the other humans around.
Mm-hmm.
So that vibe is a total turnoff. But also the fact that, and look, he's a mogul. He's made money like I'll never make.
Right.
But Big E was the star. He's not the star. I don't know how he turned knowing Big E into what it is today.
Yeah.
I guess betting on the right stuff.
But right.
The one song I know from him is the tribute to Big E. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's that great. So I don't get it. I don't see him as all that. So it's hard to watch him be that guy. I watched him and the record exec.
Is that Charlie Walk?
I guess so, yeah. I watched...
You said they had a bit of a fight, even.
Well, Charlie was trying to say something, and P. Diddy wouldn't let him, so he kind of said, hey, can I finish this? And then P. Diddy flew out like, all right, you're on TV. I know you're talking big right now. You got carried away. I'm going to let you...
Give you a pass on that,
what you just said to me. And it's such a put-off, like, oh, royalty is in the room. Okay, well, I don't want to watch that.
Right.
Also, the songs they did is they did the competition, which isn't the worst setup. They are competing against each other, and so you're getting to hear music if you like that. But the guy who's supposedly one of the four already, Big Heavy Kid, he chooses to do a Stevie Wonder song, and I already knew he'd made a mistake right then.
Oh.
Like, that's an all-time.
And he didn't pull it.
No. Mm. Nope. I didn't think so.
Well, this guy, Charlie Walk, the one you just referenced,
He's
one of the four. So it's Meghan Trainor.
Oh, one last thing.
Oh, go, yeah, please.
And Meghan Trainor did not get a word in.
Right.
Not one
word.
Well,
who can with, Diddy there holding forth? So... who's the fourth person?
DJ Khaled.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So then we have the artist, the record rep, the mogul, and the producer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess. Is that their titles? So this guy, the record exec, I think he's like an A&R guy. I'm not exactly sure what his deal is. Right now, I guess he is currently the president of Republic Records.
Okay.
So he worked with a woman at Sony Music. And she's now coming forward, I guess, because he's getting a taste of fame on the four and detailing all the bad things that he did to her.
Oh.
So this is a former employee of Charlie Walk. She says that the four judge repeatedly groped her, sent her vulgar, sexually charged text messages, and ultimately forced her to quit the music business altogether. I guess she's a psychotherapist now. I don't know if she went back to school or if that was what she'd been going to school for. Her name is Tristan Cooper Smith. She says that Charlie Walk harassed her while they worked together at Sony Music. In an open letter, I guess on her website, like a blog maybe, she says, for a year, I shuddered at the idea of being called into your office where you would stealthily close the door and make lewd comments about my body and share your fantasies of having sex with me. I was 27. She says she repeatedly reminded Walk, her boss at the time, that he was married with kids, but claims it had no impact. Tristan claims Walk would grab her leg under the table during dinner meetings, sometimes while his wife was sitting across from them. She says, and then there was that one event at your swank pad when you actually cornered me and pushed me into your bedroom and onto your bed, the bed you shared with your wife who was in the room next door. You being drunk and me being 6 inches taller was my saving grace. Is he a short guy?
I didn't see him stand up.
She says she quit the music biz 8 years ago. She's now a psychotherapist. She posted the letter on her website. Tristan says she's forgiven Walk and hopes he can change his ways, but she felt the need to call him out.
But I'm going to burn your life down in the process.
And they're actually saying here it's unclear if the allegations will have any effect on his job on the four. And I think this might be TMZ reporting this. They're saying they've reached out to Fox, but they haven't heard anything. Yeah, Hooman, what were you going to say, hon?
I know his sister, but I've never met him face to face.
Who's his sister?
A woman named Amanda Walk. So back in the day when Lewis and Julie were here.
That was our old PD and music director.
Yeah, Amanda used to come by, and me, Julie, and Amanda would always go have lunch together.
Oh.
And I think she...
What did she do?
She was the record label rep for Sony.
Oh, well, that makes sense, because that's apparently where he was working.
Yeah, and she's the vice president at Republic Records underneath him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she's still fully in the business, and did they start Republic? Like, where does Republic come in? Is that a spinoff of Sony?
Yeah, it's a division of Sony. Mm.
Quincy Jones, I started reading this. I thought, oh, that's interesting. He wants to do a biopic about his own life. Quincy Jones does, and he wants Donald Glover to play. Yeah, wait till you hear some of the crap about his life.
Oh no!
As I read this whole thing, oh, it's crazy.
Okay.
I mean, he's been in it his whole life.
The music industry. Yeah, absolutely.
So he wants Donald Glover to portray him in an upcoming biopic, and so I start reading the story, and. They're talking about this interview that he did with GQ. He shares a bunch of interesting information about himself. Quincy Jones is currently shopping around a 10-part biopic, for a TV thing, in which he hopes that he can get Donald Glover to star. So the interviewer for GQ asks him about Taylor Swift. The interviewer says, Taylor Swift, I guess, is the biggest pop star on the planet in terms of sales right now. And this week... is about to sell over 1 million copies of her new albums. Do you like her? And he makes a face somewhere between disapproval and disdain. And the interviewer says, what's wrong with it? Quincy says, we need more songs, man. Effing songs, not hooks. Some people, says the interviewer, consider her the great songwriter of our age. And he starts laughing. He says, whatever crumbles your cookie.
That's his
response.
Oh.
Then the interviewer asks him, is it true you have 22 girlfriends? And he says, hell yeah, everywhere. Cape Town, Cairo, Stockholm, she's coming in next week. Brazil, Belo Horizonte, Sao Paulo, Rio, Shanghai. I got a great girl over there from Shanghai, man. Cairo, whew. And then he was asked, do all these women know about each other? He's 85, by the way. Uh-huh. He says, yeah, I don't lie. And it's amazing. Women get it, man. Don't you ever forget they're 13 years smarter than we are. Don't you ever forget it.
Yeah.
Is that like a reference to women mature faster? A woman is 13 years smarter than a man.
Or they're evolved and some women don't care what's up as long as they get theirs. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder, do they benefit financially from being his girlfriend? Oh, you're nodding?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Please.
Because otherwise, why would you put
an 85-year-old? Well, I'm a hot girl from Sao Paulo or whatever.
Right.
Like, are you kidding? Yeah, I would have benefit from that.
Oh.
Yeah, that works for him now at 85. If he were of child rearing age, like a 40-year-old man trying to pull that nonsense, the women would be
a lot less likely. Did he have a wife? I don't remember.
He's been married 3 times.
Oh, yeah. Of course he has. He has girlfriends.
And I don't think he's had a wife since 90, maybe 96.
He's got kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
Rashida Jones, his daughter?
Yeah, and she's great. But he has like 4, maybe 5 kids.
Mm. The interviewer asked him, I guess he doesn't drive. Like, he won't get in cars, apparently, at all. I don't know how he gets anywhere, but he's saying he won't drive. He doesn't like cars. He says, and he kind of sets the scene, a raggedy-ass car, 2 up front, 3 in the back. I'm in the center. Trailway bus hit us. Everybody in the car died except for me. Reached up and pulled my friend, and his head fell off. That's effed up. He's 14 years old.
Oh.
It was very traumatic. I mean, the other guys were dead. His head fell off. I mean, I almost had a heart attack. See your friend with his head off? S.
Oh.
There are a lot of people who are in the industry where travel is necessary that I didn't know this. I was just reading this last night. There's an article in one of the websites about all these musicians that won't fly. and it's a picture of David Bowie getting on a cruise ship, going to his next tour destination. Like, they must have had to, he took trains and
buses
and right. boats.
Oh my God.
To places in order to get, I don't know if that was his whole career or just that window, but.
Maybe you get to a point where you can say no to something. And if you're afraid of flying and you're David Bowie, although, wouldn't you just go, just knock me out? I don't want to be on a cruise ship.
Yeah. If not, if you're truly deathly afraid of getting right. in, being in the air.
Right. That's when you need a handler who will just, you know, knock you out and put you on a flight. And people say, yeah, yeah, the cruise was great.
Punch me in the face.
Right.
People have said to me about surfing, oh, I'm scared of sharks. I'm scared of sharks too. I don't, anyone in their right mind would be scared of sharks, but I go surfing anyway. It's the same thing. It's that, well, yeah, I don't want to fall out of the sky, but I'll go. Others, not so much. Madden famously went around in a bus.
Right. Still, right? I mean, if he goes anywhere, he goes there in a bus. Yeah. Got to leave a couple days early.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of, that's commitment to your phobia.
Well, you've just decided that you're going to do it the way you're going to do it.
Right.
I also, in that same article, Robert Smith of The Cure said him claiming to be, I don't know if it's aerophobic or whatever it is, but he said he did that just so he didn't have to do as much touring.
Oh.
He said, yeah, I said that so they would pace me better.
Mm. Smart.
The music business grind.
They make it work.
Someone says, 510 says one of the daughters was engaged to Tupac before he died.
Oh, one of Quincy Jones's daughters?
Yeah, but that can't be true because Quincy was 14. And he's 85, so that was 70 years ago, right?
One of the people who died in the car?
Yeah. You're saying this happened when he was 14,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's saying he was 14 when that happened.
So perhaps.
Maybe they're talking about one of his daughters from a later marriage or something. Yeah, he doesn't say who, just that his friends, he was in the car with his friends.
Ugh.
Horrible, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it would certainly be a facet. I would watch that.
Oh, well,
10-episode biopic about him.
Didn't he make all of Michael Jackson's best records?
He did. Isn't he? I mean, he's like almost you name a song and he's behind it somewhere. Even like Kelly Clarkson, for God's sake.
So I would almost...
I'm thinking of Clive Davis.
Yeah.
Aren't I?
As much as I... Yes, he's lived a great life, but you'd almost be want to see the entanglements with the stars
yes.
that he worked with more than even his
right.
story.
Mm-hmm. And why... he was important to them.
Right.
Like that would be, I'm super interested. So you remember a couple days ago we were talking about this new technology and an app where you can put, basically it's like an AI thing and it takes someone's face and sort of learns how the face works and then maps it onto someone else's face and makes predictions about what, you know, where a shadow might fall or what the mouth would look like when they were saying certain words. And you can alter like really easily, especially with this app. Like, you know, I guess you had to be a coder or, you know, a CG person to do this in the past. But now there are apps that are so good at this that they're saying it's going to change the way we always think of like video evidence as being the unalterable evidence of something, like it's proof. And they're saying, no, that can just as easily be
Well, weren't
be
you saying that
news.
This is the they're doing it to porn?
They are. So specifically, they would take a famous actress's or someone you know's face and put it on porn and, you know, revenge porn it out there. Like, how is the average person going to fight this? Like, no, Mom, I swear to God, that's not me doing
I'm
that.
I'm bigger
guy.
Than that. I am.
So, and we first heard about this on Reddit. So I'd heard of it and I sort of dismissed it, but then I'm watching this morning because, you know, after porn, the internet's known for memes. So someone took a bunch of footage of various big movies and put Nicolas Cage into all these movies. And the thing that's crazy about it is it's seamless. So we pulled a couple of them for you this morning, but these are easy to find. Where did you just type in Nicolas Cage face on?
Yes, whatever you said to me this morning, I just Googled that.
Oh my God, was that, so this is James Bond?
Yeah, so now that's James Bond and Dr. No, and they've just put his face, I mean, it's seamless, it's unbelievable. He's even smoking the cigarette, for God's sake. The guy's hand comes in and puts the
Raiders
cigarette.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's incredible.
Wow.
So this is a thing called Fake App. It's a piece of software that makes creating these fakes so user-friendly that an entire new subreddit genre has sprung up devoted to the creation of these things. And they are, like, now he's, it's the Superman one where Lois Lane, I guess, is interviewing him, but it's Nicolas Cage's face on, what's her name? Amy Adams? Is that her name?
Is it Amy Adams? I'm not sure.
Who played Lois Lane in that? Whatever. I think it's Amy Adams.
It's Amy Adams, okay. Yeah.
But it, so it's her hair, her everything, and his face is stitched on there seamlessly. She just looks like an ugly girl.
Yeah.
And then you realize it's Nicolas Cage.
Well, the first thing you notice is, no, that's the regular Superman.
Yeah.
But then you go, oh, they did it.
They did it to Lois Lane. So there's a whole bunch of these, and they're awesome. But they're also super frightening.
Well,
like, they're basically saying that you could be creating, let's see, Wired says, the creator of Fake App could be liable for damages in cases where the technology was used to create, quote, non-consensual porn. But it's unclear what legal resource, if any, you know, or recourse, if any, is available.
You know, the bummer about this is, and it's the same thing that Facebook's facing right now and other companies that are... in an effort to make things and do things and be creative, no one stops to say, should we do this?
Mm-hmm. What are the ramifications of
this? Is there a point to this?
How could this possibly go wrong?
Could this, right. And in this case, I just feel like you didn't need to make that.
Right.
There's that. Leave the art alone.
And then the craziest part of it is that it's, you know, because we've all seen those things. What are they, like the little jib-jab videos where you take that picture of yourself and it puts it in, like, dancing people,
yeah,
and you send,
yeah,
it to all your friends. It isn't like that.
No, this is legit.
His face stitched on, saying the words that the character's saying. I'm telling you, the guy playing James Bond takes his hand, puts a cigarette to his mouth, and it's putting it to Nick Cage's face. He's mouthing all the words. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I see. So that'll probably go away after they get a couple lawsuits.
I guess.
I know that you even hear and you're reading now about Facebook saying, we're going to get smaller, we're going to do less, instead of that more.
Yeah.
And then they find themselves part of this election.
In a way they don't want to be.
Crisis.
Right.
And they realize, dial it back.
It's just frightening what we're capable of as humans.
I think that even for us who use these things, we start to go like, I'm a little carried away with this. I need to calm the hell down and put this thing away for
a
minute.
You have other things to do. There are plenty of people living in mom's basement who've got nothing else to do except ruin other people's lives.
All right.
I think I'll ruin a couple lives today. See you later, Mom.
I feel like I've been seeing celebrities and regular people using flip phones more and more.
Oh.
And I never asked anyone, but I think to myself, is it because they don't want that technology? They don't want to be in their phone. I just need this thing to call someone, or someone can call me.
Interesting.
Forget everything else.
I do think it's that, because I'll tell you, every one of us, and I, myself included, in a bored moment, will pick up my phone and just read a news story or something.
Totally. 100%.
And there I am.
I'm so guilty of that.
With my nose in my phone,
right?
Instead of, oh, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see you. How are you?
Well, sometimes it's a godsend, though. You're waiting in a line somewhere. Well, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Right. Yeah. I'm not afraid to say hi to somebody.
I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to zone out.
Right.
Done talking for the day. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
We'll do those Super Bowl prop bets, which are very fun, and you can sort of decide on those and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance to get into our live secret show. We're doing a Valentine's Day secret show on Wednesday, February 14th, on Valentine's Day, at the Fairmont in San Jose, a very romantic place. Yuzi's going to go down and do the site check today, so that's exciting.
Rebecca, Michelle. The team.
Sounds like a party.
Uh-huh.
You got to be over 21 to attend the secret show. And it's our podcast. We do it in addition to this show a couple days a week. And sometimes we take it out on the road. And man, it gets crazy. Uh-huh. So we're very excited about it. And we hope that you can join us. Keep listening for your chance to win. 8 o'clock, your next chance to get on the list. There's Fresh and there's In-N-Out Burger Fresh. Come see your made-to-order burger being fresh and prepared before your eyes and taste the In-N-Out difference.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
Okay.
Love the Bay Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I follow them on Instagram, too, and their pictures are inspiring.
It'd be like some healthy piece, you know, item to eat, or a girl in a crazy yoga pose, or super fun.
Yep, Bay Clubs, everyone. All right, where to begin? So I wanted to start with the Apple stock is sinking because the iPhone X did not sell like they'd hoped.
Well, it is $1,000.
And yeah. There's no headphone jack.
There's other options available.
There's no headphone jack and there's no button that we're all used to. So I switched over to the iPhone X and
what
it's got
think?
The face recognition. Well, so when I first got it, I did not like it.
Right.
And I bet a lot of people who bought it thought, I'm returning this. This is not working out at all.
Oh.
So I didn't like the facial recognition for every time you want to open it. It's annoying because you have to look at it. You have
and
to pull
it takes
it up.
A second to...
It takes longer than your thumb clicking it at a distance. You can get the thing pulled up and
yes,
give it a glance
right.
without having to...
Right. Oh, that's right. I didn't even think of that. Right. If you want to surreptitiously look at your phone...
Right.
It doesn't work if you have to hold it up in front of your face. Hold on. I'm just going to surreptitiously look at this for a second
right.
once it recognizes me.
Right.
So now what are your thoughts?
So I like it. It works good. What I had to do, though, was change the security settings. So my phone now is unlocked for, I think, 30 or 60 minutes at a time.
Oh.
So if I'm using it, if it's around me, like at, here at the desk, then I don't have to keep unlocking it in order to look at it. If I leave it, it will lock itself after a certain period of time, and that's all good. And then it uses the facial security when I'm buying music.
Oh, got it.
So if I'm buying something on it, it will use that in order to say, I'm me.
You know, another question, I didn't even think of that, you know, you're not going to be able to unlock it without holding it in front of your face. I use Apple Pay all the time.
That's
and what I like about it is that I don't put my thumb on the sensor until I'm ready to pay. I don't want to pay for somebody else's stuff. And sometimes you just hold that thing near the reader and it says, oh, go ahead, hit it anytime you want. So am I going to have to hold it away from my face until I get to, and then look at it? And...
I don't know.
Have you used it for Apple Pay at all?
Like I said, No. You're talking about at storefronts.
Yes, yeah,
no,
yeah.
I have not used it for that at all.
Oh.
No. Only to buy music or things.
Somebody text about that. I'd be interested.
Or if I want to look at my bank, it'll use that to clear me through into my app or whatever. But,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised to hear that with all of the Apple and iPhone people that are so dedicated that wait in line for every new thing that this one didn't catch, but it doesn't appear to have caught.
Mm.
And now we're hearing rumors that they're going to stop production and they've already started announcing the new ones that are coming up, which isn't until September or October. Or September?
Well, hopefully mine lasts that long. I've got the big, the 6 Plus or
just
whatever
it is. Just keep buying that one
I'm going to keep buying it. It's got everything. It has the jack. It has the fingerprint. I think we were saying this the last time we talked about this. I don't know why they don't make those things optional. Like, if you want the one with this, here's the one you buy. If you want the one with this, here's the one you buy.
Well, they'll have that one still available, so just buy that one again.
Yeah.
That's the move. And I've noticed a lot of people are less likely to upgrade when they find one they like.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're not improving by leaps and bounds like they once were.
They're taking away crap that I want that jack.
Right. This is trippy. The San Francisco company Strava. It's a fitness app. We've talked about it here before. My missus uses it. It's like it's religion.
Yeah.
She posts every run, and her friends post all their runs, and you always see that, like, on the, you know, when your phone's laying on the tabletop, it'll show that someone liked her run.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say something like, so-and-so said kudos about your run or whatever, and you just go, wow, they're all way too into it. But they are really into it. And people who are fitness...
Well, hey, whatever keeps you motivated.
Absolutely. And I don't want to say kudos to you for your run, but good on you that you're into that. What they're saying, though, about Strava, which is all these athletes, including our military, you know, yeah, athletic types, they're out there running, they're out there doing stuff. They're saying now that use of Strava has unwittingly revealed the locations and habits of military bases and personnel, including those U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. Strava calls itself the social network for athletes and allows millions of users the ability to map their workouts and post them online for friends to see and track and compete against one another. And now they're saying, we've got to stop use of this app.
Yeah.
Before they truly divulge.
Maybe there should be a list of approved apps that the government says you can use.
I'm gonna guess
control from the government. Great.
I'm going to guess the people doing it.
Well, they're in the army.
I use the Apple Watch, and I love seeing, if I go for a surf, it'll tell me how long I've been active, and just one surf and for 2 hours, I'll blast my whatever your goal
steps
is.
Steps or whatever.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Useful.
Yeah.
I don't post it. Right. It's for my own use, but I could see why someone who's really into fitness would be posting that and finding themselves
unwittingly giving away their secret location.
Yikes. Not good. Super Bowl is this coming Sunday at 3:30. You're into it.
I am.
The Pats are in.
Well, my team's in. So.
Right. Your husband, longtime employee of the New England Patriots.
Sure. I mean, he's a consultant, as you know.
The bets range from who will win the game to what color will Pink's hair be when she sings the national anthem?
Oh, well, it was just blonde, so I'm going to say blonde.
That's the odds-on favorite right now. Other options are pink or red.
Okay.
Is she from Philadelphia?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Yeah, she was really upset when Michael Vick got drafted to the Eagles. She's the first one that wrote about it. Oh. So I think she is.
Is that where she's
from?
Well,
it might just be that she loves animals, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that she's from Philly, but she could be. I don't know.
Right.
So I'm wondering if she is, if she would wear the color of whatever the Eagles is.
All green.
Oh.
Yeah, she's from Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I kind of felt like she was.
We know that place.
Sure we do. That's funny.
That's where the Sarah and Vinny show started, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny.
Will Pink be airborne at any point during the national anthem is a bet you can place.
Yeah, I'll say no, but what do I know?
They're going to be taking bets, the over-under on the number of tweets by President Trump on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh.
Is the stadium covered?
It is.
It is. You know what they said is it's going to be the coldest day for a Super Bowl in the history of the Super Bowl. It'll be 4 degrees that day.
Yeah.
But
Minneapolis is...
It's indoors.
No joke.
So no worries.
Yeah. You can drive your cars on the ice there, out on the lake.
Yikes.
I think that's one of those weird moments where you go, I'll be inside, but it's freezing out. I don't want to carry my parka. So do I freeze from the car to the place
you bring your parka
so that I don't have to carry my parka?
It's going to be hard to heat that giant space, too.
Oh, they'll heat it.
Sure.
It's probably warm right now.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
God.
No worries.
I'll sit on my coat. That'll be nice. It'll shield me from the disgusting seat.
Other bets you'll be able to make. What color will Bill Belichick's shirt be at kickoff?
It'll be blue.
Blue
is the most likely color. Wow. Yeah. Nice job.
Well, their coordinator wears red a lot. The guy with the beard.
Oh, I think he's moving over to the Lions.
Yeah, they're losing a bunch of coaching staff this year.
It's over after this year. You better win this one. Will Justin Timberlake cover a Prince song during halftime?
Mm. I'm going to say no.
No is the...
Why would that be... an option
because it's Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Maybe.
Too late.
Okay.
Yeah. You already.
No. I made my bet.
We wrote it in pen.
There's other stuff about wardrobe malfunction mentions.
What about Giselle? What's the over under on how many times she'll get shown?
I say at least 3 times.
Well, they'll have a number, and we'll have to say more than that or less than that. Or do they have that listed?
There's everything.
Oh.
I mean, I have a list of all this stuff, but it's just too much to go through. There's a million things that you'll be able to bet on. Will former Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb's vomiting incident from Super Bowl 39 be mentioned during the TV broadcast? You can bet
totally.
On that.
Absolutely. Oh, can I bet? Yes, that's a safe bet. I'll mention that.
No is more likely.
Oh, darn it. Well, I'll be listening. See if I win.
So, fun. More ways to lose money, everyone.
Yeah, people love their gambling. They love their betting.
Do they, though?
Don't they?
Or do they have a problem?
Some of them do have a problem, Ben. No question about it. Other people, it's just good fun.
I don't think you have a problem, but I do see how caught up you get you're in the throes of it. And
I definitely
I'm always surprised.
Shouldn't do it. I'm glad I don't live near a casino. Let's put it that way.
I'm always surprised how completely consumed with it that you are.
I'm like that with every game, though. Like, to you know, my friends just... I'm sure I'm a nightmare to play games with, because when we're playing cards, I'm playing the game. We can have our conversations, but when it's your turn, you better go. Like, I'm paying attention to the whole game, and I get... So it's frustrating for me, because I just want to play the game. And that, like, when that's what I love about gambling, because everyone's playing. Because I think when you put money out in front of you, you're much more attuned to it.
Sure. There is an exception to that. If you're playing poker with her and everyone's got a musical instrument in their hand.
That's
I mean,
true.
Sarah's.
That is true.
Not.
And I've usually been drinking all night. Plus, you know, it's getting toward the end of the night when the guitars come out humming. You are correct, though. That is the one exception.
That's the one time.
And that's gambling.
Speaking of, I don't know why you just reminded me, but I wanted to ask you. So you brought up that Quincy Jones story. So is that happening?
He's shopping it right now. He's trying to get Donald Glover to star in it, and he wants to do a 10-part TV biopic about his life while he's still alive to tell all the secrets, I guess.
All right. So it's written, though.
I don't know. Oh. I mean, he's shopping it.
I'm surprised he's doing a TV thing and not an actual film.
Well, now TV has become, like, he can't do a six-hour film.
Right. But he can do 6 hours.
He's a guy. This is what I was thinking about when you, right after we turned the mics off, I started to think Quincy Jones has been there for the whole thing from the start. Wasn't he part of the 60s sort of Motown thing?
Motown stuff.
And he was there through the 70s, 80s at the height of excess. Can you imagine what he can say about the excess Michael Jackson was going through? Not just with what he spent, you know, in his personal life, but to record.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it would be fascinating.
And he's watched it go completely the other way now. People record with a computer.
Mm-hmm.
They have Pro Tools and they make an entire...
At their house.
Fronty does it.
Yep. He has got a functioning studio at his house. That's where he records his stuff.
I would love to see that sort of arc.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Where he's now, you know, you can't do it that way, baby. And they're like...
No,
yeah.
This is how we're doing
I can do it right here. This little silver thing.
The way you do it,
up.
That's all. Yeah, those are antiques.
Trippy.
Here it is right here. Let me just flip it open.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Bowie's just like B.A. from the A-Team. He was so afraid of flying, they had to trick him and drug him every single time to stuff him on a plane.
Oh, that was on the A-Team?
Yeah, I believe it was.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that's
they
funny.
Always did that to B.A. Wasn't that one of your shows, Hooman?
Yeah, I love the A-Team a lot.
Is it B.A. Is that B.A. Baracus?
That's yeah. Bad
Mr.
attitude.
T.
Yeah. Bad attitude.
Quincy Jones and Uzi's comments are telling. Some women are happy to give sex in exchange for benefits. Those who aren't say they're victims when propositioned. Well,
not all of them.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Not all of them say they're victims.
Not all of them say they're victims, and not all of them are, and not all women are willing
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah, that's so general.
Yeah, that's, you know, right. That's a sweeping generalization.
John Madden is claustrophobic, not afraid of flying. How could a bus be any better than a plane, then?
I thought he said he was
no,
afraid
he
to fly.
No, he is afraid of flying.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Okay, whatever, though. Who knows? I don't
Travis
know.
Barker won't fly either. You know, well, he did fly. He was mentioned. They had a plane crash,
yeah,
and his friend died.
Yeah, he was, like, the only guy who survived,
oh,
him and one
what?
Other dude, I think.
We talked about this once before. The friend actually died later of a drug overdose.
Oh. And Travis Barker was burned. Yeah, burned all over his body. Like, right. I mean, I would also never get in a plane again if I survived it. I'd be like, well, won that lottery. Not doing that again.
Bonnie, do your research. Puffy's resume is far longer than just Biggie. You might need some hip-hop lessons. It's fine. I'm not trying to say that he's not the best of whatever it is he does. Watching him on that show, to me, is a turnoff. It's unwatchable. Mm. I don't like it. He can be as... And I bet you there are people who think it's delicious. That over the top.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. I hate seeing people that I'm like, oh, God. And that's them on their best behavior on TV with cameras rolling. Like, that person is probably a nightmare in real life.
I don't know.
Or not. Or just everyone around him is so well-trained that he never has to, you know, go to the dark place. Mm-hmm. Everyone goes, yes. Yeah. Oh, what a great idea. Oh, that's amazing. Can I get you anything?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with mind-blowing unreleased Prince music on the way. I got a Chris Christie story and Crocodile Dundee. Got a little update for you. Right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.